The seed is the word of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Short definition of a saint. Here's God's word in a good and perfect heart. Keeps it. Think of the Queen of all saints, our Blessed Lady. Our Lord thus praised her in the Gospel yesterday. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. And thirdly, bring forth fruit in patience. Today, our Lord's own mother shows herself to be impatient. Keep your promise, she scolds. This mother says, and makes a saint of the young man who hears her. Some of Bishop Sanborn's seminary newsletters are available in the vestibule, and today he tells an excellent story. He gives a very good analysis of all things, mothers who, in the modern world, choke the word, stifle the call, or surround with thorns the grace of God. A child of theirs, she wants to protect, the mother does. She wants only well for him. But in so protecting, she leaves Mother Church priestless, bereft of those she needs most, sons to grow up, to do great things for Christ. Forgetful of self, of cares and of riches, and of pleasures of this world. Thorns which choke God's word. You can see it in our saint today. Fittingly, today we are thinking of and praying still for vocations. Indeed, that's the prayer intention for the month of March. And today we have a patron saint of young people. Even as we, all of us, are trying to hear and to heed the call, the vocation to do penance these coming 40 days of Lent. St. Gabriel is a saint of penance, too. And our kind of penance, not thorns hidden under a veil or chains over the skin, but just that more difficult penance, will-breaking obedience to God's will in daily life, known by prayer. St. Gabriel is the saint of devotion to Mary's sorrows, and who could undertake what they call the career of penance for 40 days leading to Calvary without going with Mary, who first accompanied Jesus to Calvary? And finally, and of all things, St. Gabriel, the saint of grace, of grace that was delayed, but eventually the patience of God corresponded with. St. Gabriel is also patron saint of guns, you know, of handgun owners in particular. There's an interesting incident that occurred in his life during the Masonic Revolution against the Pope. There were marauding bands of soldiers, and some came to the village where he was a seminarian, and there was no one who would or who could defend the townspeople against them. And so he asked for permission and for a gun, and they were given him, and out he went, and he drove them all off, and he saved the day. He brought the gun back and put it away and went back to being a humble seminarian. He was born in 1838 in Assisi, appropriately enough given the name of Francis at baptism, but he was not to grow up to be a friar minor. For a long time, it seemed he wasn't going to be a priest at all. He was one of 13 children. His dad was a lawyer, and was a government official for the Pope, the Papal States. He lost his mother at the age of 4, and his father sent him off to the Jesuits to receive his education, and he grew up to be a very talented young man. He was handsome, and he was smart, he was cheerful, he had a very attractive, kind of a winning personality. He was a sharp dresser. He enjoyed dances. His friends nicknamed him Il Ballerino, the dancer, and he liked to go on dates with the ladies. The Jesuits called him Il Damerino, the ladies' man. And there's a story, possibly apocryphal, that he managed somehow to get himself as a teenager engaged to 2 girls at the same time. In any case, he was good as well with riding and with hunting. He was an excellent marksman, and that's how he got his patronage of handguns. But there was something else, some little thing that stuck like a seed between the teeth. He couldn't get it out. It wouldn't go away. The Word of God, God's call. He was meant for something more, for something great, for God. Not that his life was a sinful one especially. Indeed, it shows that you can, as St. James says, keep yourself unspotted from this world and still be in it. But he said later on, it was very difficult to avoid mortal sin. And so it is. He went so far at some point in his studies in high school to apply to the Jesuits. They accepted him, but he was in no hurry to enter the novitiate. He was still young, not yet 17, and he probably thought to himself, can I be sure? So he procrastinated. Do you know the word? Procrastina, the Latin, for tomorrow. He put off for tomorrow his decision. He was very, very busy, you see, today. He got sick. Sometimes God uses sickness as a sure sign of his will. That's how Gabriel saw it. He prayed, and he got better, and he stayed where he was. A second time, he got sick. Seriously, he almost died. He knew it was a miracle that saved him. But still, all those cares and riches and pleasures and no go. Finally, there was an epidemic. A sister of his died of cholera. Things turned serious. The words of the introit would evoke it. Surge Domine, quare abdormis. There were plagues first, and then came the wars. And all of the people were desperate. They made a penitential procession for the Mother of Sorrows. Arise, O Lord, why sleepest thou? They all prayed, and so did he. And as Our Lady passed, she answered him back, as sometimes she will, if you listen. He should have expected it, because he saw first a stern look in Our Lady's eyes, and he heard her say, keep your promise. And he did. But he did not enter the relatively easy and worldly Jesuit order. Instead, he chose a no-count congregation of barefoot friars called the Passionists, who meditated Christ's passion, and who preached it, and who got up in the middle of the night, every night, to pray. We used to have them here. They were at Holy Cross Monastery on Mount Adams. The seed The Word of God, impatient, finally, at the last, brought forth a hundredfold fruit now in patience. Gabriel wanted to be a missionary when he was ordained a priest. Indeed, he was healed by praying to the Jesuit martyr missionary, Saint Andrew Bobola, who died a martyr in Poland at the hands of the Russian Orthodox, who strung him up and rendered him as they would a hog. He was burned and cut apart. But God was satisfied with another kind of sacrifice from him, his youth. He could have been another Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, except he managed, before he died, to burn all of his notes and letters. So we don't know that much about his life. And he died as she of tuberculosis in his early 20s. This young saint exemplifies courage, true manhood, the desire, cost what it may, to do great things for God, and a willingness to leave self, to forget self, to accomplish them. And you, in this life, what's on your mind this morning? Have you heard his call? Do you, this Lent, will you do penance? The sower goes out this Sunday to sow his seed. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.